This podcast contains adult language. TV Land, this is the podcast, Calhoun, all the way live on the radio, airing and hey, whatever, Rashad, R-T-I-E-N-T, don't forget, on the land, what up, Big Mo, Big Mike Attack in the building. If you want to talk with sports talk, talk to me right now. Mario, where you at? Middle, Brooke, do you want me to stunt that? You better talk to us. If you want to lie, talk about LeBron James right now. I'm Soda Man. Holla.
Thank you, Soda Man, for bringing us in this DigitalDarren.com. Today is July 12th, 2014.
Somebody got to pay that, man. That was the most outstanding Digital Darren entry in fucking podcast history, man.
The world famous MC Soda Man checking in during the intro.
Yeah! I ain't no Lord John. I'm Soda Man. We coming back. Talk to him, Digital G, about this.
Soda Man, tell me what we talking about today.
We talking about LeBron James.
Uh-uh.
What y'all want to know, baby? Did he get traded?
Nope.
He went back to Cleveland. Holla at me, Digital G.
Soda Man, we appreciate that. Just like the world famous MC Soda Man said, LeBron, everybody already know he done came back to Cleveland. So as I'm looking around the studio, I see two LeBron lovers, a couple of LeBron haters, and a couple of people who...
The king has returned.
How the fuck do you even follow that?
Welcome back.
But let's start off like this for you. I'm gonna ask everybody individually what y'all think about LeBron going. Like, what's your opinion on LeBron going back home? I'm gonna start with the LeBron lovers first.
I'm gonna throw the hoop to the man who been with LeBron from day one, man. It took me a couple months, man, to get one. But I'm kicking to the man who been with day one.
Hey, I'm so in awe of the man with his courage to go back home and despite being scrutinized, everybody gonna have something to say. They're gonna crucify the man again. But he said his decision was bigger than basketball, so I gotta respect it.
Elf.
Hey, man.
It's the biggest and best grown man decision a person in sports can make. You go home. You left in an unconventional manner. You really shitted on all your hometown fans by having a big sports center 1 hour interview about I'm taking my talents to South Beach. So he went to South Beach. You did what everybody said you weren't great unless you did was win a championship. You went to 4-1-2. Now you coming back home. You said you playing for something bigger than basketball. So you gotta respect the man. Love him or hate him. He's still the best player on the planet. That's how I feel.
Best player on the planet, yeah, I agree. And like I say, it's probably the best thing happened, man, since in the last 4 years. Even the championship. That was better than that.
All right, so Double R, what you think about LeBron going home?
Hey, you're going back where it started. Let me big it. Ups. I just want to get back to my Hawks. We're going to win out the division. So, fuck Miami. The Hawks will win the division.
Time on LeBron. I'm getting tired of y'all sucking these Hawks off. The Hawks are a joke, man. The whole organization is coach Buddy.
Y'all better go with it, man.
Boomer Lucci, I don't know what you fuck with.
Why do you and MOB hate Atlanta?
MOB,
so
tell him what it is.
You never should have got rid of motherfucking Dominique Wilson.
Moses Malone, too.
They patty cake.
Fuck Fred Tocall, guys.
They patty cake y'all, get y'all arenas,
and the Atlanta team never wins.
They've been shitty for the Atlanta
fans. And Atlanta fans every year say, this the year. This all year.
Did you say this was your year for Miami and LeBron? Was it his year? No.
It was close to it.
Yeah,
he close was, don't count.
It was
but
close.
But he did,
Miami will be number, they'll be ahead of Washington.
Shaggy?
Hey, man, you know. Hey, first of all, let me introduce myself. I'm the Shag Meister, man, you know.
The Shag Meister
in the building. All I want to say is, where all the Heat Nation is? Is it still Heat Nation, or is it Cavalier Nation? You know, that's all I want to know. So let me know.
Lend yourself.
No, it ain't Heat Nation.
All right,
where you stand on LeBron?
Man, I love LeBron decision, man. I love LeBron, man. He the best, man. So, y'all respect his mind, respect his grind, and he missed home. So, he took his talent back home. He helped South Beach get 2 rings, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, he accomplished his mission. Now, his other mission to go back home, hopefully win 2 more rings.
Dude.
Not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6.
You know? Yeah, 2, huh? So do we fit in? Well, I guess this is going to. Do Cleveland fit in with what they have, not with what he has?
Wait. You didn't ask me how I
feel about LeBron. Calhoun, I'm sorry. How did you feel about LeBron going?
What the fuck is this? Oh, because everybody else want to suck his dick? I don't want to suck him. Now you can't ask me that?
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you how I feel about LeBron going back. Tell you how I feel about it. Yeah, dick sucking bitch. That's how I feel about it. Tail in between his leg ass, nigga. That's how I feel about it. Everybody around here, oh, it's good to go home. This son of a bitch do this. He leave motherfucking Miami. Why he leave Miami? Leave Miami because they going down. Right down to Wayne Wade playing like he need a walker. Crib Boggs want to play like Ray Allen. That nigga, that shit ain't getting it done. The goddamn Spurs beat him in 5 and beat the dog shit out of him. I got to get the hell out of here. Where I'm going to go? Oh, they got 3 out of 4 first round picks. Oh, they got 3 picks next year. Let me go on back home to Cleveland where this called me a on the low. He's a coward. He's a chump. He's a punk. He's not worthy. They burnt his jersey. They snatched that witness shit off. It was 4 Mexicans snatching it off.
It's amazing how y'all ain't been Mexicans do anything, ain't it?
For a 12-pack Corona and 2 burritos. Four Mexicans snatched that shit off the side. All the fans came and talked shit about you. You're going to tuck your tail, tuck your nuts. Like you said, they're bigger than basketball. You don't go back and play for that. They said, in the last couple of years, Mickey and them got $150 million since LeBron been there. He that much of a moneymaker. He going to make you money. So what you do, I'm going to go and tap down for this one more time and make him $150 more million. Fuck is the NBA doing? Digital D, last 4 years, these niggas get the number one pick 3 years in the fucking lottery. That's just like hitting the number twice. Nigga don't even hit the scratch on that much, let alone the lottery. And these niggas don't got 3 points, and then got LeBron back, and then got 3 picks next year. So of course LeBron went, of course.
And
answer to Shaggy. And let me tell you something. And the answer to Shaggy's question where Heat Nation goes, here's a prime Heat Nation here. All them dick riders went to Cleveland. That's where they went. And then they do this. I'm a fan of the man, not the team. You know what that means? I'm a dick rider. I'm not loyal. That's what that means. All these niggas go from team to team with one man. They like gold niggas going from pocket to pocket. They not loyal fans. How you going to be happy when your team wins? You ain't a fan of the team. You ain't invested. You're just a fan of the man. You going to go, if Miami, if you go to Milwaukee, you going to go to Milwaukee. If you go to Hawaii, I'm going to go to New York. You know what I'm doing? If you jump off this dick, I'm going to go to that dick. I don't respect them. You ain't no real motherfucking fan. Stay down with your team, and then you go somewhere. And in the essence of all that, guess what Cleveland going to win? Nothing. That's what he gonna, they ain't going to win a goddamn thing. So get your boots ready for that. And that's what I got to say about it. Digital there.
Cleveland and everybody else. Don't even matter no more. Cleveland good for 1 to 4 seasons. They get some more people.
All right, so that was going to my next question. Let yourself, how do what Cleveland have fit in with LeBron now?
Man, you just got to look at him like a general, man. Like, he finna make these young boys better, man. And I'm talking about you finna see it immediately, man. Immediately, man. I'm talking about, like, whatever they got there, I'm saying, immediately. You finna see this shit off the rip, man.
I'm talking about, man, it's Cleveland and then it's everybody in the East, man. Something like that, man. I mean, they got LeBron James, man. East, man. Mario.
Yeah, for me, I can't put him on that high pedestal. We all know he's a great player, but that winning championships right now in Cleveland, that's a yet to be seen. Even having the best record coming out of the East, that's still a yet to be seen for me.
I'm just saying, how is it yet to be seen? He done all this before with a much sorrier Cavaliers team. Yeah. He went to the finals, had the best record 3 years in a row. He did this with a very, very sorry team before.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that team, Cleveland team, is worse than what they have now? Because they're extremely young now.
Hell yeah. This team better.
This team better.
Way better than Boomer Gibson them.
I don't know yet because I think that with LeBron, I think he had a whole Kyrie bunch of trash, Irving. But I think he had a couple of people he could trust. I think Big Z. You know, I think LeBron one of them people. As long as he know what he getting from them people, he could kind of work everything else around.
I'm saying Kyrie Irving is better than anybody else.
Not necessarily individually, but I'm saying LeBron is like this. LeBron is a maestro, kind of, sort of, knowing that
LeBron,
if you like, who will say make good beats? Dr. Dre make good beats. So if he know, hey, 50 Cent can do this with these 808s, these 752s, then if I tailor my beat to that, he'll make it work. So LeBron's a maestro like that, meaning if he know what he can get from you, he can tell his gang to do other stuff. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Most dynamic player, yeah, of course, but it's still yet to be seen. You can't just pencil it in. Same thing when the Lakers went and got Karl Malone, Gary Payne, Shaq, Kobe. They wrote it in. You can't just write it in.
You're right, but he should at least get him one title. At least one in the next 4 years.
He get some more pieces to go with him, some veteran pieces. If he can bring Ray Allen and Mike Miller and
Kay Love is finna get paid.
They got some assets to trade away to get these players.
Come on, man. When you got certain players that dedicated to winning and dedicated to being the best at their craft, he not going to just roll over and get fat and pay. He want to win.
I think he do want to win. I think for him personally, it'll be so much sweeter to win one for Cleveland. I mean, he's already like a super, you know, past superstar, whatever. But if he wins them a championship, he would be God in Cleveland. Like, he literally could probably be the governor.
Wrong, and what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with
that. Now, I give you this. I give you that. He want to win one for Cleveland. I give him that. He from there. He want to win one. But anytime you're talking about a town that have less success than in the Atlanta teams, they in some trouble. They ain't won shit since 64. We at least had the Braves in 95. They ain't winning shit up there. Now, they call it down here buzzer luck. They call it just Atlanta. Whatever you want to call it. Cleveland got the same thing. I know he want to win. Cleveland is horrible. Yeah. I know he want to win. He going to get fat and get paid. He going to go up there and work.
How y'all feel Cleveland hard?
Oh, they not. I just don't believe in
they
Cleveland.
I'm in the World Series.
What makes Atlanta better than Cleveland? What makes Atlanta better than Cleveland? Better organization.
Cleveland got a lot of power.
In sports, let's go down here. The Browns are probably one of the worst run football organizations. Could we agree on that?
The Browns not better. Don't have anything better than the Falcons.
Jim Brown?
LeBron don't play for
LeBron.
LeBron play for the Cavs.
All right, let's go back to the Cavs.
That's what we're talking about.
Would you say his Cavs tenure was successful? His first Cavs tenure was successful.
It was successful enough for what they had.
Yeah, it was successful.
They weren't successful enough to win the finals, no.
They went to the final. They were successful.
Yeah, I said for what they had, they wasn't a championship-winning team.
No,
they can win the East. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals by 4 times.
He going to win the East now. Ain't shit in the East.
But you just said a few minutes ago, Indiana going to win the East.
Hold on. Let's bring it back. So,
yeah, you said
it. He's talking about, let's talk about East Shaggy. Where does that put the Cavs in the East to you?
Where I put the Cavs in the East.
Yeah, now with LeBron going to them, what did they put them in your eyes?
Hey, man, with LeBron, anybody can tell me with LeBron, I think. Any team, you know what I mean? Any team you put him on. So,
I say if you Indiana and maybe the Wizards, you got to feel really good about yourself.
He beat everybody.
Maybe the Bulls, depending on what moves the Bulls
they
do.
They got Paul Gasol.
Did they get him?
Yeah.
The Bulls went and got him?
Yeah.
You sure?
So if
that ain't getting different. Shit. You should have got Carmelo, then they would have made some.
But my question is back to that.
Man. Carmelo is, that's hype.
And then, let's bring it back. We talked Carmelo hype, but in the previous podcast, Mike, you were dogging me when I said Carmelo wasn't all that.
Chicago is a, they need a wing player.
Carmelo is not a known winner. Just to get Carmelo don't make you a winner. He's not a winner.
Agreed, but you slammed me on the podcast when we talked about comparing teams to women, or types of women. You slammed me on that. When I said Carmelo wasn't a winner, you creamed me on that.
I said it wasn't Carmelo's fault alone the Knicks didn't win to make it to the playoffs. Carmelo done his part, but I'm saying to be a winner in the NBA, you got to do something besides scoring. Carmelo don't play no defense. Carmelo don't rebound good. He's not a good
leader.
First off,
he do rebound good.
He can rebound. Second off, yes, he do. We can pull up his numbers. Yes, he do. We can pull up his numbers right now. You wrong as shit. First off, where Chicago need it right now? Chicago need a scorer. They got the defense already. They need a wing player like a motherfucker. They need a wing player almost as bad as the Hawks. So you put Derrick Rose, and you put Joakim Noah anchoring the defense, and you have Gibson around here playing what he plays, and you have, what's the two that they have?
Jimmy Butler.
That's the problem that they had. They couldn't score. You need a scorer, and that's what Carmelo brings. So if Carmelo went to Chicago, it's a whole new ball game. Now back to LeBron. Of course, in the East, he's coming out of the East. Ain't shit in the East. The East is a toilet bowl. The problem is the West. And I don't think, right now, he can't beat the top 2-3 teams in the West. Not with Cleveland, not in any final series.
Crazy.
You think he can beat who?
He can't beat nobody except for San Antonio.
Oh, he can beat everybody else?
Yeah.
He can beat OKC.
Easy. Yeah. He beat them in 5.
Yeah, with Miami.
But he had. But that
not with his Cleveland team.
But that was Oklahoma City with James Harden. With Kevin Durant, with
Westbrook and Durant. That's all you need.
I think that Mr. MOB may be overselling LeBron. I think we may be
overselling. Of course he is. He's a dick sucker of LeBron.
I think we may be underselling LeBron. So, Mario, I ask you this. Where do you see the Cavs at with LeBron now? Like, do you see them, if you had to power rank, like, the 5 best teams in the NBA, where would the Cavs be in
the still the only one saying the jury's still out on it. But I tell you one thing I want to go on record and say, what I don't want to hear from a Heat fan, LeBron fan, or whatever fan you is, if it don't get done, I don't want to hear, oh, it was the team. Oh, he didn't have the same team he had. I want to know, how could you win 61 games 1 year, come back win 60 the next year, and then when they didn't win, when they went to the finals and got put out of the Eastern Finals, they say, oh, he had a crap team. Well, what happened down here in Miami? They saying that again. Yeah. So if it don't get done with these young boys, what's the excuse then?
Amen.
They got a young team.
You don't have to live up to
something. Hold on. That's a good point. Let's talk about when Dwight Howard beat him. To the LeBron fans, to Mario's point, when they lost to Dwight Howard, LeBron fans came with every excuse in the book about why he lost. But that team won 60-some games that year, right?
You can talk to me.
I'm talking to you and Lindsay.
No, I don't talk about Lindsay.
They had the best
brother. I was hollering LeBron by myself from the beginning when LeBron was in Cleveland. I said it every year when people were saying, oh, they had the best record in the league. I was still saying the team was sorry. They were the best team with the best record because on any given night, LeBron still be the best player on the court. It was all because of LeBron. Yeah, people say, oh, he can't win by himself. No, they helped. But it was because of LeBron. That team was suck. And sorry, anyway, nobody was good. Who was good? You said Augustus? Really?
We're talking about the finals. We talking about Dwight Howard. Yo. Everybody knew they were going to lose in the finals. We talking about they lost to Dwight Howard when they basically pinned them.
He's still the best player on the floor. What different? This
yeah, he's been the best player on the floor for 8 years.
I'm saying I'm not going to make an excuse if he don't win the finals. That's it. If they don't win, he don't win. Yeah. He didn't win. It wouldn't be an excuse.
It wasn't
an excuse this year. They ran into a buzzsaw. They couldn't beat San Antonio. I don't care what he could have did. He couldn't have beat them with the help. The Wayne Wade game, what he had? 12? Chris Bosh, no rebounding. No, they couldn't have beat the Spurs. The Spurs didn't go to Tony Parker. They didn't go to Duncan. It was a team effort. Who would have went in the finals thinking Kawhi Leonard going to win the MVP?
But a no LeBron team in Miami, you take LeBron out of Miami right now, and you put them again where Cleveland got right now, who win a 7-game series? No LeBron on the court, period. Miami or Cleveland?
Miami.
So how you saying that they not the, it's not the same team though? So what, taking LeBron off of Miami and putting him on Cleveland means, so what, I mean, what that means? It's still yet to be seen. We don't know. You know, he still, you still just saying he got the same class of players he been had.
Let me interject. So what you mean, Matthew, is what we all know. He ain't gonna win shit in Cleveland. If Mike said that, that's true. If we all think that. If you say LeBron off of either one of them teams, it's just Cleveland with what they have against Miami, what they have. If Miami wins.
I just heard earlier that Cleveland got a better supporting cast. That's what I'm saying. Without LeBron, you telling me
Cleveland got a better upside. I'm saying, because you still got...
So what you giving them?
You got eight to ten time All-Stars in Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade.
People don't give Chris Bosh enough credit.
Exactly.
I think Chris Bosh, you know, I think that he's kind of one of the ones who, he's kind of the matchup
part. They don't ever talk about Chris Bosh. He do the
dirty work they need, though.
Exactly. Well, he's a dirty guy. Dirty guy.
Chris Bosh's not that dirty. I'm going to clean him up for you. He's not that dirty. He just ain't that dirty. Chris Bosh a good big man. You know what I mean? When I say now he's going to this European style basketball where I want to float outside and shoot the jumper. Now that ain't the type of basketball we want to see you do, pretty boy.
We want to see this man.
He ain't got to be the son.
They still better than everybody else on Cleveland without LeBron. Of course, they'll make a better run with Danny Granger, with Josh McRoberts, with Ray Allen or Mario Chum. They better. Cleveland got a bunch of young boys who you can say they gonna be. Thompson. Only person on Cleveland who is known to doing what he's doing is Varejao. He probably led the league in rebounds.
And Uncle Drew been that damn.
I'm saying, but
I think you give Kyrie too much credit.
I think you give him too much credit. You're not facing the facts. Kyrie Irving stay hurt. He ain't played a whole year.
That's true.
What you think the Cavalier potential gonna be? He gotta be there. If he not there, then it's LeBron again with the sunshine man.
So this goes back to the same point. This man is pretty much mortgage his future to go back to the same old dance.
But like he if you can, I'm the type of person, I can only take a person for what they say. Damn what I think a secret motive is or the undertone of the matter. The man said, "Is when I left Cleveland, I was chasing a championship. I went down to Miami, I won some championship.
Now you can kick back a little bit.
No, he didn't say.
I'm saying that pressure of winning the championship is
that
off of him.
That ain't what he said.
That's the case.
That's why he went to Miami.
He went to Miami to get the ring.
The pressure is off of him to win a ring.
Which make him a bitch again.
I think he would have won.
That ain't what he said.
I only take a man for what he said.
Dealing with Miami had, bro.
What did Miami have before that? They were losing to the Hawks in the playoffs.
D Wade first hit him for one championship, didn't he?
With Shaq. That Miami team was way far from the Miami he went to.
He went to go win a championship. You know what I'm saying?
So what does that make him? What does that put him? He literally went. He stopped his legacy in Cleveland, put that on pause to go get a ring, and then come back home.
Legs on pause.
This man looking more and more like a bitch.
I don't care about what he's saying, about what the man is personally. At the end of the day, you played 8-9 years at Cleveland. When LeBron left Cleveland, they couldn't even bring nobody in to play with him. They couldn't pay nobody.
Jordan never left the Bulls.
So it's a valid point. Cleveland couldn't improve, so he left. But I think that the reason that he went to Miami was he couldn't learn nothing from that current Miami situation. But he, you know, they talked about it or whatever, and they colluded and said, hey, we're going to come to Miami to go. I feel like a lot of pressure is taken off of him winning two championships.
It is. He wanted that pressure removed because that's what it was. It was always the knock that he can't get a ring. So he went down there to get a ring.
I'm going to tell you what it is with LeBron. Basketball with LeBron is like a travel with him. You know what I mean? He's trying to do other stuff that other people ain't did. You know what I mean? As far as like going to this team, winning the championship, then turn around and going back home, win the championship. Real talk, man, yeah, he do some old crazy shit, but he trying to do other shit in basketball that ain't nobody else ever did. You know what I mean? That's what he's doing, though.
Like hide and go get a dream team, get a ring, and then go back
home? No.
Double off. With LeBron leaving, who should be happy that LeBron left and went to Cleveland?
Everybody needs. Yeah, Chris Bosh got the contract, showed in.
He got the back. And Indiana should be happy. Like, y'all should be like, oh, we could come out of the East.
Who should be happy in the East? That one thing about the East, where it did open up. I will say that. It did open up when he left Miami. Now, I do think Cleveland's still going to be the number. He was number one in Cleveland with nobody. As this man, Mr. MOB said, he was number one with Booby Gibson, Mo Williams, Eric Snow. You know, so he's going to be number one. But this is a whole new gorilla here. So I think it depends. Now, you may not agree with me. Nobody do.
But Cleveland is like a number one seed to a number three seed. And they got some nice little young pieces. But they ain't got the taste of that playoff atmosphere, that new season, what we call it at the end of the year.
Mario, so to break, go to Mario, I mean, to Gil's point, they got a lot of nice little pieces. But LeBron is signing a two-year, rumored to be a two-year contract. So it's not for him to win now. How desperate are they to get Kevin Love?
Well, they say they did the two-year thing first off because of the collective bargaining for 2017. But to get Kevin Love would be big. Now, then I think Cleveland's stock would definitely go up. Nothing less than 1 or 2 seed. And just to piggyback on what Gil just said, they got a young team with some pieces. Well, what just happened to OKC 2 years ago when they ran in there? That's same true. Young team that got Brand off the float. That's had a true. Lot of young gunners. And it looked good in the preseason. Got the playoffs in it. Quite didn't add up.
LeBron James, though.
So
LeBron James is a different beast than every other player in the NBA.
I agree, but I disagree.
He's a different beast, but he don't need someone. He have that off mic. He don't need somebody else.
I disagree. I agree he's a different beast, but I feel personally like if you should look, he's been in the league, 10 years, 2 championships. I mean, it is some. It's not like he's the god walking around winning championships every year. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not that. But for a basketball in the NBA, yeah, he is the god. You 5 championship appearances. You 4 MVP. You
to be 2 and 3 means something, though. To be 2 and 3 means something. He has a losing record in the front. It means you ain't no god.
Matt 5 and 4.
It means you ain't no god. What does that mean?
When you ain't finished. LeBron James' career is far from finished. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan only won his first one at 29. LeBron James, 30. He been to 5.
But we talked about this in the podcast that we didn't get to release, man. You. It's a big difference between going undefeated in the finals and being 2 and 3 in the finals. We talked about that offline. It's a big difference between being undefeated in the finals and being 2 and 3 in the finals.
Okay, like I told you when we talked, who is the only person that ever went undefeated in the finals? Jordan. That's it. Nobody. Tim Duncan was on that streak until last year. LeBron beat him, but Michael Jordan, the only person, ain't lost in the finals. All the rest of the legends got multiple losses in the finals. But when people talk about greatest ever, they still mention these people. Kareem lost multiple championships. Magic lost 4. Bird lost a lot. You know what I'm saying? It don't nobody take away from their legend because they lost. But
they
LeBron.
You damn sure did.
You know about the ring fire, but Magic.
Style of basketball right now.
Yeah. So, Lenny Steph, I'm going to stick with you. How desperate is Cleveland to get Kevin Love right now?
They need to be need to be trying to get Kevin Love right now. Today.
Oh, so everybody was talking about how they win shit when I was saying he wasn't the best power forward in the game. But now everybody need to get him.
Lenny Steph, how desperate are they to get Kevin Love?
They need to be 911 ASAP on him, man. Like, go get him right now, today.
What would you give up for Kevin Love if you were Cleveland, realistically?
Next year,
how desperate are they to get Kevin Love?
They need to be 911 ASAP on him, man. Like, go get him right now, today.
What would you give up for Kevin Love if you were Cleveland, realistically?
Next year, number one.
They got 3 number 1 picks.
I give you 2 of them. You can have this year, now I don't give you Wiggins,
You can have it this year. The next year coming up, you can have it year after that. I give you two first rounds. Get them right now. I'm trying to get it right now. Give me Kevin Love right now, and you take them two first rounds and two future first rounds.
Minnesota begging for Andrew Wiggins. Double off. Would you give up Andrew Wiggins if you were Cleveland?
Boy, I can't. The upside of Wiggins, I can't even give him up right now, to be honest.
Get the what problem that Cleveland have, I think. You have Andrew Wiggins, who's a three. You have Bennett. You have Waiters. You have LeBron. I think it's just a position thing where it's going to be. He can play. I agree with everybody. There's not, if he if they're going to put him at the four, or they put him at the – it doesn't matter. LeBron, they can stick him anywhere. But at the rest of these cats, they're going to keep Andrew Wiggins and put him at the two. Now, what you do with D1 Waiters and what you do with this Bennett guy, and that really
– Get rid of Bennett. I don't even see the big thing to get rid of your first-round picks and all that to get Kevin Love caught. Kevin Love essentially is
him and Kyrie, same situation.
A good offensive player, good rebounder, stay hurt. But at the same time, what Anderson Varejao averaged what? 12,
don't
13
do that.
Rebounds?
Don't do that.
No, I'm not let me finish. All right, dummy. Come on. He is a rebounder. LeBron has somebody in the paint who can get rebound. It don't matter about who play what position. It's what can you do around him. If you need to be a spot-up shooter, then that's what you need to be. LeBron James, you've never seen LeBron James at a team where he don't got the ball. So I don't even know what it's like for him to play with a superstar point guard who got to have the ball. LeBron
you
has the ball.
You asked about Kevin Love.
But no, that's an excellent point. That go back to what Mario said. It don't seem like just initially y'all just say, oh, him and Kyrie can coexist because it's LeBron, but it's only one ball in basketball. So if Kyrie need the ball and LeBron need the ball.
You keep making him selfish. He's not that.
Well, going Kyrie, back, we're talking about Kyrie being selfish.
Kyrie is going to play against, playing with LeBron James, man.
Kyrie probably going to start the game off with it. Yep. Crunch time.
LeBron got the ball in crunch.
D-Wade used to have the ball in Miami
before LeBron. It's a long way from Dwayne Wade to Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. You're absolutely wrong. That was Dwayne Wade's team.
Hold on.
How can you get somebody who probably won 35 games in the league as a man?
That's all I want to
say. Now, I'm going to say, like, y'all giving him too much head.
That's all I want to say. Y'all saying, I will answer with y'all saying Kyrie better than D-Wade.
Hell no, I'm not.
Okay.
Right now he is. Right now he is.
He can't carry a team like
that. Right now he is. He was just the hoop. Right now he is.
I'll tell you something. If Chris Bosh would have left, Dwayne Wade was on the Titanic. Dead in the water. He wasn't winning shit. He wasn't going to win 30 games.
And me and Mr.
Dwayne
M.O.
Wade cannot carry nothing.
And me and Mr. M.O.B. don't agree. And I got it. That's exactly what I'm saying. I ain't going to say washed up. He just beat up. He ain't washed up.
31?
Nah, he ain't washed up.
He
beat up.
Yeah, he don't hit the flow.
Now listen. He ain't washed up. He beat up.
I think y'all got a lot of exaggeration to the last time y'all seen him. He had a bad series. I think that when you're a superstar like him, I think he can go work out, get himself back.
He played 50 wet games. Didn't he play like 52 games last year?
I don't see how y'all can.
That man was on a hiatus last year.
I don't see how y'all can go and say Kyrie and Dwayne Wade on the same level.
No way.
Not now.
I'm with Dwayne Wade when he say, make him respect your place in history.
First off, this nigga Dwayne Wade took a sabbatical during the season.
What did Kyrie do?
What did Kyrie do last year? Look at Dwayne Wade and Kyrie Irving.
He can't get back to Kyrie.
He can't turn back the hand of time.
But Kyrie.
Kyrie upside is out the roof. Dwayne Wade was out the roof as far as a player. But now he ain't.
I don't even think Kyrie be the same player
Dwayne
Wade
is in the building. He's not out the roof no more. He in the building. Dwayne Wade can.
So where's Kyrie Irving in that analogy?
Dwayne Wade right now. Dwayne Wade get to the cup and
he can't dunk
it
later.
And missing it. Dwayne Wade was flushing that.
So what?
But what else do Kyrie do other than
I ain't seen
that dirty ball from Kyrie yet. I ain't seen other than a lot of high sauce dribbling. Where have you seen? What else element he got? What intangibles he got?
Kyrie that man.
Let me flip and ask this question to everybody. Let me throw this question out here. Let me throw this question out here. If you Cleveland, would you trade Kyrie for Kevin Love straight up?
Hell no. They ain't gonna trade.
Why would you say, like, why would everybody say a hell?
Listen, I would right now. Let me tell you, so you're talking about a guy who gets you about 27 points, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks. You're talking about a top 10 player right now in the NBA. Hell yeah, I would. And he don't get hurt like Kyrie Irving. Hell yeah, I would. You look at what Kevin Love do year in, year out.
Let me tell you what you can't do with LeBron James. People say, oh, Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh do this, do that. Chris Bosh can't post up, call LeBron. You got to clear the lane out. LeBron is a driver, then a facilitator. You can't have a nigga in there wanting the ball all game and LeBron at the top of the key.
Kevin Love shoot threes too.
Okay, then. I want all that to go down. Kevin Love, you'll turn him into a strictly 3-point shooter, then where them rebounds gonna go? Right, that's why Chris Bryce can't get 10 to 12 no more, because he's standing at the 3-point line.
So, with that being said, with you saying that, then Miami Heat may make more fuss than Cleveland. Especially if we sign Dwayne Wade, because now Dwayne Wade can go back in the paint where he was. Chris Bosh can go back to his post game, get his rebounds, back to his 2010, like he was doing with the Raptors instead of playing on 3-point. Right? And they're going to have Danny Granger playing on another wing.
They can't make more fuss than Cleveland and LeBron. And LeBron played for Cleveland. No, they can't. Think about all them other teams that was in the East when LeBron was in Cleveland the first time. The Pistons were loaded. The Celtics was loaded. The
Pistons was knocking their ass out. Yeah. He wouldn't get through Detroit.
No, I'm saying at first they were loaded. But I'm saying he still was the number one seed. They were still loaded. He was still winning.
In the 7-game series, what they were doing was that?
I'm saying he was losing, but I'm saying, you said who's going to make more noise? Cleveland Raptors going to be better than Miami.
Of course.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
But in the 7-game series.
You think the Cleveland Cavaliers lose to Miami right now with LeBron? You out your fucking mind.
But I'm saying.
Hey, all right, so let's wrap a bow on the LeBron top or whatever. I want a prediction of what happened to Cleveland this year. Let me see if you can go start.
I'm saying it's top 1 or 2 seed. 1 or 2 Eastern Conference final.
Mario.
I just got them 500 and a ball. Maybe 50 games. That's just based on LeBron, but 60 games. Not yet. No, I just got him above 500. That's all it takes to get in the playoff spot in the East anyway.
Shaggy, what you think the Cavs gonna do this year?
All I gotta say is Heat Nation stand up.
Yep.
Hey man, again, one top 4 seeds between 1 and 4.
What you think they do in the playoff?
With the pieces, get down, get their pieces together. Right now,
B.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Third round, they might make it third round.
What's in the best land, Mr. MLB? They going to the finals. I mean, they still got LeBron James. I think they'll be number one.
The pressure.
I think they'll be number one in the East. The East is shitty. I think they can go to the finals. LeBron James is the whole reason why all them motherfuckers are number one. LeBron James is the whole reason why they go to the finals. Who you got? The Wizards, the Hawks. You got Chicago, and if they ain't got Melo, they ain't shit. And Derrick Rose probably gonna get hurt again. You got the Knicks, who ain't got Nemba flash in the pan. Boston ain't shit.
Should Melo feel better about himself with LeBron going away from Miami?
Melo just in it for the money. He don't want any ring. Because if you sign with New York Knicks, you're not trying to get a ring. Your best ring opportunity was with either Houston or with Chicago. That's how you go.
You see how people is different, but when it's LeBron, it's a different ball game. Now,
LeBron would chase his ring. Melo get his ring.
For the money, but if he would have went to a better contender, he wouldn't have been a dick sucker, pushing motherfucker. He would have just been, Melo trying to get a ring.
LeBron did it.
Okay, but
why not? LeBron did it.
People crucify him for that.
He did it.
But then what I'm saying, my prediction on the Cavaliers, finals win if they don't play San Antonio. They're going to probably start off a little slow, get another season. Second half, they'll kick in. In the playoffs, they can beat anybody in a seven-game series in the East because ain't nobody in the East got a bigger star than LeBron James. You got to beat him four games. Yeah, he can go through. He can beat Washington, can't beat him four out of seven.
No.
Miami can't beat him four out of seven.
The Hawks can't beat him four out of seven.
I'm not even going to mention the Hawks.
The Knicks.
New Jersey can't beat him four out of seven.
Oh, whoa.
New
Jersey, man.
Everybody forgot about New Jersey.
Brooklyn might beat him. Joe Johnson, Darren Williams. And they're going to have a healthy Brook Lopez. Yeah. I go with Brooklyn to beat them in a series. I will. Brooklyn can beat them in a series.
Brooklyn got crushed, man.
Nope.
Brooklyn can't beat no LeBron in a series with Garnett playing 20 minutes against zero.
Hey, hold on.
Wait, no Brook Lopez. They get a healthy Brook Lopez.
How good is Brook Lopez? Is he better than LeBron James?
You count no Brook. I'm talking about
Lopez.
Is anybody else on that team better than LeBron James?
You count on Brook Lopez to stop LeBron James. Listen, that's the whole problem. You see that thought right there? Everyone talking about one person stopping LeBron James. What did San Antonio Spurs do? The whole team stopped LeBron James, right?
They have a twin brother.
They stopped Miami. LeBron James had a 29
points. And that's the point right there. I think Brooklyn is a way better team than Cleveland. And that's why I think Brooklyn can beat Cleveland in the series. Now, I still think, coming out of the East, I think LeBron can take any team out of the East. But if you want to talk about a team that can stop him, yeah, Brooklyn can.
Lennis Elf going to put a ball on this.
That man just said Brook Lopez, man. It's the key to stopping LeBron, man. LeBron, though, man, they going to the finals. They going to the Eastern Conference Championship. I mean, who going to stop him, man? The East, man, it's LeBron.
Championship, if they don't play San Antonio.
Game of the throne, man.
One-on-one, Kevin Durant, he'll lose. He'll beat Oklahoma City. They going to beat up on each other in the West anyway. They're going to beat up on each other. So if anybody else in the West run up against the Cavaliers by championship, if he make it, he going to be in rare form. He'll beat anybody in the West, except San Antonio.
That's a real LeBron ball sucker.
The
West kicking his ass.
One more thing, man. Hey, the Lakers, they got a big signing in the free agent camp to big trade. They had Jeremy Lin. They signed him. Come on. You know what I mean? For all you Laker lovers out there.
Thank y'all for listening to me at digitaldaring.com. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.